And CD1. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know about you, but I love the holidays, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's Eve. It's a great time to get together with friends and family. That's why I'm glad I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing a few months ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, so tiny, that even close friends don't know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. One more time slowly. That's 702-369-1321. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Do you know a high school senior who could use some extra cash to attend college? Encourage them to apply for the Ronald McDonald House Charities Scholarship. RMHC, McDonald's, and our community partners have awarded more than $4 million in scholarships to deserving students over the years. So apply today. Current high school seniors in Clark and Nye counties with a 2.7 GPA are eligible. For details on how to apply, visit rmhlv.org. Applications are due January 7th.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are roughly an hour and a half away from Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered, coming up 3:05. A part of our new lineup, we are with you now noon till 3, and I'm so excited. We get to bring you breaking news as it happens. Steve Bannon is under indictment by a federal grand jury, and we'll find out where that leads. It may end up leading right to the U.S. Supreme Court. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At a 132 as we check out our traffic cams right now. Overall, it doesn't look all that bad on area freeways right now. You seem to be moving along in most areas. There are, well, you might say a little bit of congestion there. You'll tap the brakes there. 15 northbound at Tropicana, southbound at Owens. And lane restrictions are really slowing things down there through the Spaghetti Bowl, that bridge reconstruction taking place well into next year. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through. 515 east at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. A little heavy on the Beltway just in one spot, 215 westbound at Gillespie. And watch for the construction Sunday night on the Martin Luther King on-ramp to Interstate 515 southbound.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Good win for the Vegas Golden Knights. They knock off Minnesota by a 3-2 score. First NHL goals for Paul Cotter and also Jonas Rönnberg as they pick up the victory. The other goal being scored by Jonathan Marsh. So Vegas very good on the PK. They go 6-4-6, 8-6-0. They will play host to Vancouver coming up on Saturday. UNLV football coming off their first win of the season when they knocked off New Mexico this past weekend. They are back at home coming up on Saturday as they are set to play host to Hawaii. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Don't miss See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on wiper blades, headlight bulbs, and more. Right now, get up to a $20 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select Sylvania bulbs. Plus, earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Get ready for the weather ahead during See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off everything, including fall favorites. Cozy up with soft layers, wear everywhere, outerwear, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And, of course, all that means
When you're talking about going noon to 3, it means that at 3:05, Wayne Allen Root will join you. And I know he'll have something to say about Steve Bannon being indicted by a federal grand jury for contempt of Congress and what this all means. He'll lay it all out for you, as only Wayne Allen Root can do. Coming up, top of the hour, John Zarpalis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. We'll get his reaction to what went on today with the grand jury. Also, we may even touch on the Rittenhouse case in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I mean, that's just bizarre stuff. Gentleman Jim Dallas, though, you've got something that is absolutely amazing. What is it?
I think this is fun because it just goes to show how out of touch both parties really are in Washington, D.C. I thought the open borders during the Bush years were bad as well, but it's been on steroids here in the past 10 months or so. But Governor Ron DeSantis has been threatening to fight back. All these illegals that are coming in are being dispersed all over red states across America. And, of course, Ron DeSantis in Florida will have none of that. So he is proposing right now of busing illegal immigrants who have been brought to Florida up to Delaware, of all places. Of course,
preferably Wilmington.
That is President Biden's home state. And I think it would be interesting. And he basically said if they're not going to support the border being secured, then everyone should be heading to Delaware. So that's his proposal.
Oh, my God.
And I think he's half serious. He said that on CBS Channel 4 in Gainesville.
That is incredible. Well, now, you know, this whole thing, though, centers around where these people should eventually go. Why is it that that they are sent to Florida? Why not, to a bunch of blue states?
I think their total intention, and it has been for a long time, which I think is why George W. Bush was really tone deaf on the open border while he was president, is because they figure to turn these people who are coming here, they don't have a large income, they don't have any family here, they're going to be on welfare, and we all know the welfare state tends to vote almost in lockstep, 90 to 95% will vote Democrat. So
yeah.
I think their idea is to maybe turn these red states and flip them to blue.
Wow. Coming up on the show, we're going to turn our attention, you know, while they're trying to throw a Steve Bannon in jail into the slammer, there is somebody who's walking free in New York City after verbally threatening the mayor, Eric Adams. We'll let you hear what he said and reaction to that coming up in our next segment. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Federal agents broke up a billion-dollar Medicare scam that peddled unneeded orthopedic braces to hundreds of thousands of seniors. 24 people have been charged, including doctors accused of writing bogus prescriptions. The Justice Department said the scheme relied on overseas call centers to prey on Medicare numbers from beneficiaries. Now, the loss to Medicare was estimated at more than $1.2 billion. Seniors continue to be targets for any number of scams. So what can they do? We're here with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do you think? Can we do anything to help protect the seniors?
Well, Steve, anytime you hear about these scams, you know who really, it hurts all of us because
yeah, of
the government. When you hear about the government, Steve, who is the government?
It's us.
We are the government. So whenever somebody's blaming about sticking it to the government or frauding the government, they're frauding us taxpayers which if you see a store, if they have a high shoplifting rate, the prices go up. Well, if we have a lot of abuse of the government, our taxes go up. So we have to put a stop to this. So we have to take control of this. We have to get our plan in order. One of the things we can't do is we can't run the government.
No.
We can't do it as citizens. So what we have to do is have our own individual plan in place. And I spend a lot of time each day helping folks just like you out there listening put together plans that are successful, looking forward all the way through retirement, regardless of what the government does. We all know the government's going to raise taxes. Let's have a tax-efficient plan. We all know the government's going to try to lower your benefits. Let's have an income plan that doesn't depend on the government. We call it a time capsule account. When we reach that wealth accumulation phase, when we're going from earning money to now making sure that our money that we put aside gives us money, we really need this retirement plan. So, Steve, the next 10 callers get a $1,000 value, a no-cost retirement plan, and a three-book set.
Sounds great, Coach. Call 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 600-700. That's right. Just text the word VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
The latest news is shocking. In Washington, the CDC has finally admitted that people who have received the COVID-19 vaccinations are now COVID spreaders. This is crazy. They know it doesn't protect us, and their data proves the vaccines have already killed 12,000 Americans. This means that Comrade Biden, Wuhan researcher Fauci, and Commissar Sisolak are the reckless con artists boldly using Soviet-style disinformation tactics. Listen, I know COVID is serious, but now's the time to speak out, because Commissar Sisolak doesn't like refuseniks. Today, the mask is back. Tomorrow, he'll be forcing vaccinations on you, your children, even your grandchildren, unless we stop him. I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. I will fight for the freedoms of all Nevadans. Join me at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra homeowners only. Water test completed.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Don't forget, Wayne Allen Root coming up 3:05 right here on AM 670 KMCQ. One of the things we like to do is open up our phone lines to you. You know what's going on with Steve Bannon, the prosecution of Steve Bannon. This is an indictment, a grand jury indictment, and where it will lead, we don't know yet. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Harold. Harold, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you waited. Hi.
Yes, thank you for your time. I'm visiting my sister in Bronx. I'm from Texas. I have family in law enforcement. We need to put on the people need to vote. Question, do you think politicians should take a drug test? Yes or no? Do you think politicians should take a polygraph test from time to time? Yes or no? And do you think politicians need to show their finances? Because I'll say it. We have criminal secretary of state that take bribes underneath the table. They're the ones that sign off on the voting equipment. And Sagaski, she's a criminal. I'll tell you, Barbara, you are a criminal. I'll challenge you to take a polygraph. Did you get any gifts or money under the table to turn your back on the people? And if you pass that, I'll give you $1,000 today.
Wow.
Waldeep Singh. Waldeep Singh. Waldeep, Waldeep Singh, is a 20-year sales veteran for Dominion Voting Systems. I got friends in Georgia. Raffensperger signed off on $100 million voting system. He got kickbacks. So our problem is we're being too kind. We have to do a criminal screening of these politicians, because we have criminal Secretary of State. And if you got a criminal secretary in any business, you're going to lose. And that's our problem in our country right now. Should we I work for McDonnell Douglas, we did a drug test all the time. And then anytime the boss says, you want to take a polygraph? Sure. And then you could not, this way, what we have is we have liars that are getting paid underneath the table, and we got to get straight to it. And then, Mr. Sisolak, Kathy Ong married you after you became governor, and she's got access to our files. Hobbs and Ong launder money for the Chi-Coms.
Wow.
She's Chinese. She's not Filipino.
Hey, Harold, that's, there's a lot to digest there. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. The idea, I will be honest with you, the idea of giving him a lie detector test. Have you accepted money out of the table for anything? Have you lied to the American people? I mean, imagine if you asked that of President Biden. He couldn't pass a polygraph on that. There's no way. Did you really mean what you said about immigration, about making sure that everybody gets out of Afghanistan? Yeah, Biden couldn't pass a lie detector test to save his life. I mean, lying through his teeth. That's what's so amazing. I do want you to hear this, though, because this is amazing. While they're going after Steve Bannon and trying to put him in jail, the fact is that there is a representative of BLM in the streets of New York City threatening New York City Mayor Eric Adams. This is cut number three, and this is from Laura Ingraham's show.
The rioters, the looters, the criminals all learned the wrong lesson, that Democrats would fold to their demands to avoid more chaos and threats of violence. So zero consequences for criminality, in other words. So thus, it made perfect sense that BLM thugs in New York City have already tried to intimidate and threaten newly elected Mayor Eric Adams. Now, public safety is one of his top priorities. He wants to reinstate plainclothes police officers to reduce gun violence. That's smart. And it would have the added benefit of saving black and brown lives. That's something you would think BLM cared about.
They think that they're going to go back to the old ways of policing, that we're going to take to the streets again. There will be riots, there will be fire, and there will be bloodshed. So there's no way that we're going to let some Gestapo come in here and harm our people.
But this BLM radical wasn't done with his threats against Adams.
We have people in city council who can create problems for him. We have people in the streets who can create problems for this administration by shutting it down. And make no mistake about it, I am not threatening anyone. I am just saying that as a natural response to aggressive oppression, people will react.
Well, the message is clear, and the threats are pretty close to attempted extortion, which generally is defined as an attempt through coercion or threats to obtain a benefit or outcome, often involving money. Now, my question is, has a single prominent Democrat come out to denounce these BLM comments? Not that I've seen. Their silence speaks volumes.
Okay, from there, I want to take you to cut two, because this is Larry Elder, who used to sit in my chair at this radio station. He was on with Laura Ingraham, and his reaction to this BLM threat of violence in the streets of New York City. Listen to this.
The whole Black Lives Matter movement is based upon a lie, and the lie is that the police are engaging in systemic racism. The police are using deadly force against blacks just because they're blacks. It is not true. There have been study after study after study showing, if anything, the police are more reluctant, more hesitant to pull the trigger on a black suspect than a white suspect. The police kill more unarmed whites every year than they kill unarmed blacks, except when they kill an unarmed white, nobody cares. And here's the consequence. The police, accused of being systemically racist, pull back. Fewer traffic stops, fewer arrests, crime goes up, and as you pointed out, a disproportionate number of the victims of the crimes are black and brown people themselves. In New York, The population of black and brown people are roughly half the city. However, 95% of the victims and of the perps are black and brown. So when the police pull back, the very people that Black Lives Matter claims that they care about are hurt the most. There's a black Harvard economist named Roland Fryer in July of 2016, front page story in the New York Times. He did a study. He just assumed that the police were engaging in deadly force against blacks just because they were black. He said the findings were the most surprising of his career. Again, the police were more hesitant, more reluctant to pull the trigger on a black suspect than a white suspect. He did find the police were slightly more likely to use non-deadly force, but in my opinion, that's because they didn't want to get to using deadly force. So again, the people that are hurt by this lie are the very people that the black and brown people who are loving on black and brown people of the left claim they care about.
That is scary. What he just said and what that Black Lives Matter spokesperson said is absolutely scary. And it's got to be stopped. It's got to be stopped. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Nevada open enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance or visit P-R-O-W-E Insurance.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
NDOT's top priority is keeping you safe and connected. One of the many ways we strive to keep you safe is by taking an active role with improving the quality of stormwater runoff entering our waterways from our roads and highways. From constructing and maintaining roads to monitoring our waterways, NDOT's dedicated environmental professionals are focused on reducing the impact of our projects on our environment. We do our very best to preserve Nevada's waters for future generations. For helpful information, to report an illicit discharge, or for public education resources, visit our website at loveNVWaters.com and follow us on social media. NDOT's top priority is keeping you safe and connected. Visit our website at loveNVWaters.com.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, yesterday on the program, gentleman Jim Dallas and myself were speculating about the prospects of being a home team underdog when the Chiefs and the Raiders get together. But it looked...